Good morning. How are you today?
Brother, I am doing just fine. And I guess the first thing I have is, what kind of things are you going to be doing in this show at the Marion Civic Center? What can the audience expect?
I believe the people who are coming to the show are answering a call. That these are the people who wish that they had gotten a letter from Hogwarts. These are the kinds of people who wish that what was odd and strange about them as teenagers would turn out to be a latent superpower like in the X-Men. They're the kind of people who wish that at some point in their life, someone would just stop for a moment, point a finger at them, recognize what's special about them, and say, you are the one, like Neo in The Matrix. They sort of like discover your inner superhero kind of show. And unlike other shows, what happens is I detect the latent superpowers of the members of my audience. Approximately 40 people will make it up onto the stage as volunteers to play a series of games with me where extraordinary acts of synchronicity, telepathy, lie detection, and other fun things are all going to take place. And the rest of the audience has extraordinary things happen from their seats as well.
How in the world did you get into doing this, Joshua?
Well, the thing is, you know, I was a strange kid, which kind of makes sense considering the things that I do for a living. I mean, nobody's surprised to hear that. But when I was 13 years old, I was fascinated by comic books, superheroes, stage magic, illusions, psychology, all of that stuff. And I met a guy by the name of Gary Lee Williams. And Gary Lee was a ninjutsu master. He was a former bodyguard to the Dalai Lama. And Gary thought I was an interesting kid. And he took me under his wing and he mentored me. And he had me reading books such as How to Develop a Superpower Memory by Harry Lorraine, books on body language, books on neurolinguistic programming, books on lie detection. His goal was to turn me into a young Sherlock Holmes, so to speak. And then we blended that with the classic thematics of the stage mentalist and mind reader. But we realized at the same time that today's audiences weren't going to want something about an authority on the stage. Nobody wants the sage on the stage. They want the guide by the side. And today's audience wants to be part of the experience and part of the world. So the show isn't about me. It's about them. And so we made the show about my ability to discover my superpower is to recognize what is extraordinary about other people.
Okay. And so you do this through a series of games and drills on the stage?
Exactly. We're going to be playing a series of games on stage. I'm not going to tip you off as to what they are.
Okay.
All the volunteers that come up on stage are perfectly safe. I cannot pluck random thoughts out of people's heads. Nobody's PIN number is going to be suddenly pulled out of the audience. It's not how it works. It's in the context of the games we are playing, I have become very good at reading people, reading the situations. And that's always been a gift of mine, being able to have strong empathy with people and pick up on things very quickly.
I guess my next question is, what do you want people to take away from this experience here Saturday night?
Well, there are several things I really want people to take away. One is I want people to walk out knowing that they can be more expansive in developing their own personal communication abilities, abilities to connect together, person to person, and as a larger part of the community. And I really want people to walk out of the Art Center that night recognizing the incredible resource that they have in the Cultural and Civic Center.
Well, Joshua Kane, I'm looking forward to this. It's wild to think about what all is going to happen here at the Marion Cultural and Civic Center. And listen, if you need a ticket, it's marionccc.com. That's marionccc.com. Or you can call them at 997-4030. I have all this information up on our New Country Z100 website and also on all of our social media outlets and everything like that. Let me ask you this. Can you sense like what I may be thinking for dinner tonight, or is that too specific? Or do we have to be in the same room?
I think we generally have to be in the same room.
I gotcha.
But I'm getting the impression you're thinking about Mexican this evening.
You know what? That is crazy. No kidding. I was thinking that. All right. Well, I don't know if that was a coincidence or what, but no, I was thinking like tacos or something.
But that's exactly what happens. We get tuned into each other.
Uh-huh.
And in Borders of the Mind, I want people to walk out with having more confidence in taking the risks of making those connections together.